Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here Thursday, June the 3rd, 2021, 6:321. 14 coming up on 15 minutes past the hour, and we thank Dr. Ronald Fineman for being on in hour number one. Now, coming up later on today here on the station, we have Glenn Coble on from 10 a.m. until 12 noon today. I believe his son will be a guest on that program, and then Swap Shop Today, which has been picking up from 12:15 until 1 p.m., and then the Adam the Computer Guy show will be on today from 2:10 until 3 p.m. right here on WWGH Radio, so we hope you listen for that. Now, phone lines are open if you have anything to say, 740-383-9944. Now, yesterday, we spent a pretty good amount of time talking about former police chief John Long, who was, I don't want to say well known for this, but it was a big story in 1974 when he was charges, well, they weren't even charges at that time, but accusations were made against Police Chief John Long. He was set to retire at the end of 1974. He resigned in October of 74 and also committed suicide at his own desk by his own revolver on that day in October of 1974, 2 months before his retirement. Now, yesterday, the daughter of one of the city councilmen, there were four city councilmen involved in this situation, called in because the real story of why this happened really has never been brought to fruition. So we were kind of trying to figure out what these charges were and why it led to what it led to. Now, the caller yesterday, who was the daughter of one of the city council people back in 74, who has since passed away, said that it might have had something to do with a sexual nature, that possibly the police chief was having an affair, or that something, the affair was going on in the courthouse. We really don't know. It's been so many years now. You know, 1974 is over 40 years ago, and we really don't know what went on, and I don't know that anybody knows the real story. But if anybody has anything to say about that, because we really didn't go to any phone calls after that, give us a buzz here, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz, and we can discuss what happened there in 1974. Certainly not a pleasant situation at all. So that is where we are, and here comes a phone call. Let's see what's coming down the aisle here. Oh, you know what? I know who this is here this morning. Now, we have a very interesting thing going on right now in Marion, and I'm so glad we're joined by this person that they were able to call in this morning. If you're checking out the Marion Star today, you've all heard about the committee that was formed. Let's say the committee that was formed to investigate Auditor Robert Landon over the $1.28 million that was mispaid to the state that should have went to the IRS. Well, there's a new ripple in this. As the investigation has been going on, there now is what is being called an email scam. Now, I'm going to try to tintype this. Somebody on the auditor's staff apparently fell for a $4,000 email scam. Now, what allegedly has happened here, and we're going to go to Ayers here in a second to get maybe a little more defined picture of this, was that the employee in the auditor's office got an email from the mayor, but it wasn't an email from the mayor. asking them to, I believe, buy $2,000 in gift cards, which they did with their own money. And then another $2,000, I guess, was... the same thing happened again for another $2,000, and that was city money. Now, the employee, I guess, has since resigned and paid the money back, but this has been found out through this investigation. So let's turn to somebody who knows a whole lot more about this than I do. He's on the committee investigating Auditor Landon. He is the Democratic 2nd Ward City Councilman, Ayers Ratliff. Ayers, how are you?
Doing very well. How are you doing, sir?
Good, good. Now, point out anywhere where I was wrong in that. Is that pretty much the story?
You've got the, gist of it all. This did not come out of any investigation that is currently being, taking place. This is where that the auditor, pulled the police chief from a recognition barbecue for our police department, and told him that they have found out that they had a employee that was scammed out of $2,000 of his own money, $2,000 of the taxpayer money, and tried to get $2,000 more for taxpayer money, but the bank declined our credit card.
Now, when did this happen?
This would have taken place.
We're chatting with Democratic 2nd Ward City Councilman Ayers Ratliff, who is currently a member of the committee, along with Jason Schopper and Kai Mead, investigating Auditor Landon. And again, this is a fairly new story, new ripple in this case, and we're getting all the pieces of this put together here.
Yeah, this would have happened on May the 12th.
So on May the 12th, was that when the initial payment was made? The $2,000, that was put on, was it the gift cards? What was the purpose given for the mayor asking for $2,000 in gift cards?
Yes. So the, who had been hired, which we can get into too, because that's, the real issue here. The person hired as the, internal and investment auditor received an email from a Gmail account asking them for a favor, and then it needed to be done discreetly. And they kind of were like, hey, whatever that you need, and they said, we need you to go to, and they listed a whole bunch of stores, Target, 7-Eleven, any convenience store, Walmart, Kroger, and buy gift cards because this person who, again, was emailing from a Gmail account, not your AmerianOhio.gov account like all of us have, that are elected officials in the city, had said that they were doing door prizes.
The mayor was doing door prizes?
Yes.
Door prizes for what?
It is such an elementary scam. It is inconceivable how anybody could have fallen for this. And that he needed them to go buy iTunes or Google Pay gift cards. So he goes and takes his own money and buys $2,000 worth of cards, which then they are asking them to scratch off the back and, send them a picture of the barcode, whatever the code is called, numbers on the back, and a picture of the receipt. So after the first $2,000 is uploaded to, whoever is sending these scam emails, they said they're still handing out prizes and they need $2,000 more. Of which the employee then had said, I don't have $2,000 more. Do you want me to use the city's credit card? And of course the person does. And so they go and they get the auditor's credit card and get $2,000 more. And then they're told, to send a picture of the back and everything again, and then try to get $2,000 more, of which the card was declined.
Now, this is very interesting. Did anybody ever go ask the mayor if he was sending these emails?
You know, it's hard to believe that their offices are three doors apart, on the third floor of a city hall, but that's what we have.
So
no.
So just to understand this, this employee who did this was sending pictures with their phone of these gift cards to who they believed was the mayor, who was three doors down.
Correct.
And what was city council or the mayor ever alerted that this had happened? This is back on May the 12th.
So, it's my understanding that on, I believe, the 13th, somebody else in the auditor's office, you know, figured out what had taken place, they had just said, they knew immediately that it was a scam. First of all, the email address is kemmerwebster@gmail.com.
Well, what is the email
instead
again?
It's kemmerwebster@gmail.com.
kemmerwebster@gmail.com, but saying they were the mayor.
Instead of sschertzer@marinohio.org.
Yeah.
That's, how you think that's the mayor's email address, I have no idea. It's a really unfortunate event, and when you have people in places that shouldn't be there, this is the kind of stuff that happens. Now, I don't think that the kid that I'll call, because he's like 20, or I mean they're 21, I mean since very, very young, I think he's a good kid. I think he comes from a good family. I think he probably had really good, really good intentions. He's just in over his head and should never have been placed in the position that he was in, because it's obvious that, he wasn't ready.
I want to make this point, Ayers. Apparently, Auditor Landon did speak with the Marion Star this morning, so I'm going to read this quote from Auditor Landon as it is here. It says, Landon told the Marion Star on yesterday morning, I guess it would have been, that he feels like his office is being singled out for making mistakes. He said this mistake and past mistakes have been addressed within his office, and they've been solved. He also believes council is attempting to legislate and administer how his office operates. They're just not able to oversee the function of my office in the way that they think they can, Landon said. We obviously had a couple mistakes happen in our office that are unfortunate, and they have been addressed and resolved. That's Auditor Landon, yesterday morning.
Mm-hmm. That is the result, and that feeling like that is somebody who, just for all intents and purposes, doesn't play well with others. And, this is something that I tried to tell him at the committee meeting on Tuesday. Any government class that you take leads you to know that there are checks and balances within the government. And he just doesn't feel that anybody has any checks and balances over his office. And the most current is this situation here, where city council has set forth something called the Yarger Report. And inside of the Yarger Report is every job that the city has. And it is their job description. and it says what that the job is. It gives a pay rate for the job, or a pay range for the job, what the job is responsible for, and what the minimum rate requirements are to have the job. And so when you hire people that for a job, that in the job description, and I will quote from you, is...
Now, again, this morning we're chatting with Democratic 2nd Ward City Councilman Ayers Ratliff, who's on the committee investigating City Auditor Robert Landon. And this morning, the Marion Star has a story, and I give them credit for that because this is the first that I've heard of it. But apparently, a young person who has not been identified, who was working in the City Auditor's office, received a phony email from Mayor Schertzer asking them to buy $2,000 in gift cards for door prizes, and they did this with their own money. And then the second time this came up, they said they did for another $2,000, that they did not have money to go do that, so they used the city credit card to go buy $2,000 in gift cards, and apparently now it's being investigated by the city police department, and this all happened on May the 12th, so just under a month ago. Go ahead, Ayers.
So again, this happened by a person who had the job of internal and investment auditor. And what that person's job is, it's they are the bottom line person that's supposed to identify fraud within the city. And looking at the job description here of the internal and investment auditor, it says that it is a major policymaking or advisory position. So it is a very important position within the city. And it's a position that we need to be filled by somebody who is good and that has experience, because, you know, when you're dealing with all in total about $56 million worth of money every year, you have to have somebody that has experience that can identify fraud.
So this is, this was the deputy auditor who made this.
No, this is the internal and investment auditor.
The internal investment auditor. Now, Ayers, when we say that, I mean, obviously the person's name has not been said, but at this point, right, it's not hard to figure out.
It is not.
No. So why hasn't the name been said?
It has been, I believe. I mean, even the Star pointed it out in their article that Landon said it in the middle of the meeting. But, you know, again, getting back to the job description, and here is my biggest problem with the whole thing. Under it, where it says minimum acceptable qualifications, and I'll just read to you from it, a 2 or 4 year degree from a recognized college or university with major work in accounting or business and 2 to 5 years experience in accounting with an emphasis on financial statement preparation and fixed asset management. So you need to have a degree and at least 2 years experience before you can hold the job. This person had neither. They were hired prior to graduating and had never held a job other than like a summer mowing job. You know, this was their first real job. And you know, you can't have people that are completely in over their head for a position that is classified as a major advisory position inside the city that handles $56 million of taxpayers' money. You know, in reading from the person's resignation letter, it says, I would like to take the opportunity to say thank you for the opportunity I was given, as it has given me insight and experience to what an office job entails. So their opening sentence of their letter says that, you know, they really thank the city because now they know what an office job entails.
Well, you know, Ayers, I'm looking at the article here in the Marion Star, and it says, I think I'm reading it right here. It says, Landon said the employee whose full name was not disclosed during the meeting. So it was or was not disclosed?
We'll continue to read on from that, because I think it says, but then he said his name.
Landon said the employee whose full name was not disclosed during the meeting was sent a second email instructing him to do the same. This time, Landon, I guess there it is, said Carson. So there you go. So it's in the paper.
And again, this is not on Carson. This is on Robert Landon. Because Carson should have never been hired because he didn't meet the minimum qualifications, he didn't have the experience, and he didn't have the knowledge.
Now, Ayers...
And I know that we've talked about this in the past, and my biggest issue with our current auditor is that he makes huge mistakes, and he sets the city up for failure, and then he doubles down on it, and he says, well, I can make any decision that I want to because you don't have any insight over my office because this is my office and I can run it however that I want to. And then he's already hired a person to replace Carson and they don't meet the qualifications either.
Well, Ayers, and again, remind people what the person's position. I think the position's more important than the name.
It is the... classification is internal and investment auditor.
Internal and investment auditor. Okay.
And their job is to audit the books and the happenings of the city of Marion and identify and detect fraud.
And the $2,000 that was used on the city credit card, has that money been recovered?
So, the kids' parents wrote a $2,000 check to the city, which, to be completely honest, I don't know what transpired, between when they had the police up in the auditor's office making, you know, police reports about this and then the person resigning and paying the money because by Ohio law, they are not obligated to pay the money. I mean, you know, that is on us because we employed somebody who we shouldn't have because they didn't meet the qualifications of the job. And, you know, and I feel really bad for the employee because, again, I think he's a good kid. I think he comes from a really good family, and we've set his initial career up as a complete catastrophe, who maybe in 3 years could have done this job really well, but, you know, who knows where that he'll be in 3 years because his first job that he wasn't ready to have resulted in, you know, police investigations.
Well, that being said, when because I don't know, and maybe the people listening don't know who don't work in city government, if you are an employee of the city, an employee of the auditor's office, can you just take the credit card and run down and buy $2,000 in gift cards and not tell anybody?
Well, obviously the answer is yes.
You can, but are you allowed to, I guess is the question.
You could not have in the past, but the current situations and processes that are non-existent in our auditor's office allow for a situation that this kind of stuff can happen. I don't know why, but that's what we have going on there. And, there's just everything that I look into on this matter leads me to, you know, just more problems and more you know, more questions that I have than I get answers for. You know, straight, you know, from the standpoint of, as a city, per our own city codified ordinances, we're not allowed to have a city credit card with a credit limit of more than $5,000. However, the auditor, because I obtained a copy of his credit card statement, has a $10,000 credit limit for his office.
On a credit card?
Yes.
And the codified ordinances for the city say the city cannot have more than $5,000 on a credit card.
Yes. And, you know, not only is that a codified ordinance, it was resubmitted to the state earlier this year by the deputy auditor as the updated policy of the city. You know, however, I'm looking at the credit card statement right now, and it says credit line $10,000.
Well, first of all, something very important. Now, City Council will vote on whether to ask the Ohio Auditor's Office to investigate this matter. That vote, when will that happen?
Well, here's what my crystal ball says. So, obviously, I think that this is something that should happen very quickly. Now, it will be on the agenda, our first, our next council meeting, which will be a week from Monday. However, it will be the first reading. And the way that laws are, you have to have three readings to be able to pass something. To bypass any future readings, you have to have seven people to vote to bypass any future readings. So you can pass something on the first reading if you have seven out of the nine people say, yes, we need to do this expeditiously. Now, my gut, because this is how everything else rolls in our city right now, is we will have three people that will not vote to suspend the rules. And it will be 6-3. And this is something that probably can be strung out by them for the next month and a half.
You know, Ayers, we're looking at this situation here. And last time you were on, let's put it this way. For people who don't pay attention every day and don't follow city government every day, last June, there was the whole issue with the $1.28 million, which I won't go into again. We've talked about it a lot. But that happened. And then we found out about it in February of this year. And now there is a committee, which you are on, that is investigating that matter. Now, since that happened last June, since we found out about it this February, even since the talk of the committee being formed on May the 12th, this happens. While this is going on, I asked you last, I said, if you were the auditor, would you resign? And you said yes. Knowing this, putting it with the $1.28 million, putting it with the credit card, which apparently is sitting with the city right now, which is $5,000 above what it's supposed to be, should Auditor Landon resign at this point, or should we just keep going on?
If he had a shred of integrity or an ounce of respect for the taxpayers, he would have already resigned.
Does there become a point, even before the investigations are finished, just knowing this, where city council or somebody has to take some kind of action, if not removing him from office, certainly suggesting it should be done? Or something, some barrier is put on that office.
You know, the thing is there, as I said earlier, there are three branches of government, and each one is the checks and balances on the other. You know, if he followed the checks and balances from the legislative body, we wouldn't be in the shape that we are in. But the problem is he doesn't feel that he's bound by any laws. I mean, although he took an oath of office that he's going to follow the Constitution of the state and of the federal government and the laws of the city of Marion, but he obviously doesn't take his oath of office very seriously because he picks and chooses what laws that he's going to follow, and you know, he doesn't know his job, he doesn't try to learn his job, And then when he messes up his job, his point is, well, I don't have to follow that law. That's not a good law.
Ayers, we got the mayor coming on here in about a minute, so I'm going to ask you this question quick. What's your opinion right now of Auditor Landon now heaping this on the pile?
It's a G-rated show.
that bad at this point.
Before becoming auditor, he was the first ward council person. And, you know, so, and I'm this second ward council person. So I sat beside him on council for 2 years, and nobody sits on the other side of him. So any question that he had for 2 years had to come to me because I was the only person sitting next to him. He was not a bit more ready to be auditor than a man in the moon.
Well,
he got the people to believe that he was. We're stuck with him for another 2.5 years. And the problem is he refuses to get better or learn his job. And, you know, I don't know what to do about that because he's putting taxpayer dollars at risk every day that he shows up.
Ayers, we got to run for the mayor, but I can't thank you enough for calling in.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Have a good day.
Mayor Schertzer will be calling in momentarily, and again, I just found out about this morning, and the mayor is coming on very short notice, so I certainly do appreciate that, and we want to thank Ayers Ratliff, Democratic 2nd Ward City Councilman, for filling us in somewhat on this new development that we're learning about here in Marion this morning, and because we just found out a few hours ago, I also want to thank Mayor Schertzer for coming on very short notice for 15 minutes to discuss a very complicated matter, and I'm going to run through it if you're just tuning in very quickly, then we're going to go to Mayor Schertzer. Apparently, here is what happened as we have it from Ayers, the Marion Star, and some other sources this morning, that on May the 12th, the internal and investment auditor in the auditor's office under City Auditor Robert Landon was sent an email that he believed was from Mayor Schertzer, but the email was a Gmail account and not from Mayor Schertzer, to go buy $2,000 in gift cards for door prizes. This person did that with their own money. And then they were asked to spend another $2,000 from this email. They said they didn't have the $2,000, so they went and they used the city credit card to do it. This person has since resigned, and their family has paid $2,000 back to the city for this mistake. And this is where we are, and we turn to the mayor of our city, Mayor Scott Schertzer. Mayor Schertzer, interesting development here this morning.
Well, there's no doubt about it. Maybe the first thing that we should talk about so your listeners understand is that these scams go on all over the country. They just happen to hit us here at home. I've had department heads that have been similarly attempted scams, not fallen for the scams. We've had recently city council members who have their emails, similar emails, as you pointed out. It was not my email, but they're very similar emails sent out to people in a the very same type of scam. So this is not an unusual scam. I think most of us may be familiar with the scam that we get from a Nigerian prince who says if we just send them $1,000 that they can gain access to millions of dollars and they would share it with us. These are scams, ladies and gentlemen, and we all need to be tuned into these scams in the digital world that we all now live in.
Mayor Schertzer, according to Ayers, he gave us the email, but just to be straight on this, former employee of the auditor's office, Mayor Scott Schertzer, MarionOhio.gov, none of that is in the email that came to this person. Is that correct?
Well, I don't have the police report in front of me. I don't know. But yes, the point is, it wasn't my official email from the city of Marion. And let me assure your listeners that we would never do anything like this with their tax dollars. I think we need to understand or at least have some security. The taxpayer, the voter needs to understand that this is not a common practice that would have been employed in the city government.
Now, it's also my understanding that what happened was when these cards were purchased, a picture was taken, I would imagine with a cell phone, nobody said that, but a picture was taken and sent to this scammer. Now, your office, my understanding, is three doors down from the auditor's office. This person believed that you were asking them to do this, but never came or delivered you the cards. Is that correct?
That is correct, yeah.
How do you coalesce that in your mind?
Well, look, I think the issue here is the experience of the internal investment auditor. It's a very important position. It's a position that's supposed to catch things like this. And they just didn't have enough experience. And I do want to be careful. I'm not criticizing the person. I'm just taking a hard look at the experience of the former internal investment auditor. We've never seen a scam like this before. That has been successful in municipal government since I've been involved. But as I said, there have been multiple electronic scams that have been attempted against the city of Marion over the years. Just as I'm sure that your listeners have as well.
Absolutely. And I do want to make mention, we've even been sent emails this morning from other organizations in Marion that are pretty well the exact same email that probably this person received. So it's a common scam that is going around. What I do want to get to is what Auditor Landon has told the Marion Star about this as of yesterday morning. Here's what he said. Landon told the Star on Wednesday morning that he feels like his office is being singled out for making mistakes. He said this mistake and past mistakes have been addressed within his office and they've been solved. He also believes council is attempting to legislate and administer how his office operates. They're just not able to oversee the functions of my office in the way that they think they can, Landon said. We obviously had a couple of mistakes happen in our office that are unfortunate, and they have been addressed and resolved. What do you make of that statement, Mayor?
Well, I think it's the right statement to make, as opposed to what we have heard in most recent past is the blame game and always wanting to blame somebody else for the mistakes. You know, there comes a point where the buck stops here, and the buck stops with the elected auditor. He's elected by the people. The people are his boss. I've said this many times with you before, Scott. The mayor is not the boss of other elected officials. We hope to have a good working relationship with one another, and Robert Landon and I have been working on that relationship. In fact, at 10 o'clock today is our regularly scheduled monthly meeting, and Robert had some questions for me as a result of this most recent scam, and I proposed that we talk him about those at 10 a.m. this morning. Well, he had to postpone that because of other things that are going on in his office, and I understand that that does sometimes happen. So we've rescheduled next week. We also have a security committee within City Hall. The chief of police, the safety director, the IT director is an ex officio member. The law director sits in. And so these items will be discussed at the next City Hall or City Government Security Committee meeting.
Now, another thing brought up in this article is the Yarger Report. Now, the Yarger Report, at my understanding, sets the classifications for what you need to do certain jobs, and that the person who was in this position, internal and investment auditor, did not meet those qualifications. Is that correct, Mayor?
Well, look, I also would say that that's a matter of opinion. Mr. Landon had a difference of opinion on that, but I would agree that the internal investment auditor did not meet the qualifications set by the Yarger Report. As you talked to Ayers, I heard earlier, the Yarger Report was established in 1969 and passed by City Council, and when City Council passes something, I think there's an expectation that the legislative branch expects the executive branch to follow the Yarger Report. So, yeah.
Also, my understanding that the person that this person was replaced with also does not meet the Yarger Report.
Well, that replacement is only a contingent offer at this particular time. So the offer has been made for employment as the internal investment auditor. I don't know the status. When it comes to the hiring practices of another elected official, my administration is only there to assist. And that's what the HR clerk does, is assist in the process of hiring employees for other elected officials.
One other point in this whole thing, when it comes to the finances here in the city, it's my understanding from Ayers earlier, maybe you heard this, that the city is only supposed to have a credit card with $5,000 on it. And according to Ayers, through records, Auditor Landon has a credit card with $10,000 on it. Is this an issue?
Yeah, I think it could be an issue, but, you know, there's a situation where if you have a credit card, sometimes the credit card company just automatically ups your amount. But that is something that the auditor should be vigilant and stay on top of, knowing that council only wants the auditor to have, or any city credit card, a $5,000 limit with the accumulation of no points. Many of us in our own personal credit cards have the ability to earn points, and we don't want the points. So we should be reaching out to whomever the credit card company is and say, hold your horses, we don't want the points, and we want a $5,000 limit and cap us at that.
When we look at this situation that just happened with the email scam, if you're working in somebody's office, working in the auditor's office, which this person was, can you just grab the, obviously you can, grab the city credit card and go spend $2,000 on gift cards for door prizes? Should you be able to do that?
No, you should not be able to do that, and B, when I was first informed about this scam, that was one of the first questions I asked Auditor Landon, is was the credit card policy of his office violated when said employee on their own took the city credit card to perpetrate the scam?
And do we know what the answer was?
I'm not really sure. I think that's a question more for Auditor Landon on whether the credit card policy was violated or not.
A big question right now, Marion City Council will vote on whether to ask the Ohio Auditor's Office to investigate after because of this, but apparently there has to be certain readings and certain votes that have to happen. So at this point, do we just have to wait? Is that where we are with this?
Well, I think as we let it go through the legislative process, I think following the process is very important here. The legislature has the ability to have three readings. They also have the ability to suspend rules to get it down to the state auditor quicker. But I think that this is the right way to go about it. I think as we encounter scandal after scandal coming out of the auditor's office, that council should be sending these down to the state auditors for their review and to determine whether policies and procedures are followed or any laws may be broken or not. I don't know. I never had this problem with the previous auditor, I can tell you that.
With 4 minutes left to go here, Mayor, and maybe this is for our listening audience as well, I want them to understand, and you tell me anywhere I'm wrong here. In June of last year, we believe that the auditor or somebody in the auditor's office made a mispayment of $1.28 million to the state of Ohio that was supposed to go to the IRS. Now, the state did give that money back, and the IRS, it all worked out that way, but there were some penalties involved in that. Nobody knew about that from June of last year, I believe, until February of this year. Then, because of that, there was an investigation started by City Council that is going on right now. They do have subpoena power. Now, that is June of last year, February of this year, that event happened. This happened on May the 12th. So this happened after all that happened, and also after the talk of this committee being put together was in motion. So all that being said, since then, we now have $4,000, $2,000 from the city credit card gone, but paid back by this person's family on an email scam. According to the Yarger report, this person's qualifications never should have been in that job. The person in there right now who, we don't know if they'll be there long, but also does not meet the Yarger report. There's a credit card in the auditor's office that's double what it should be, but it is what it is at this point. Ayers talked about the checks and balances of government and said that that is not operating right now because of the unwillingness of Auditor Landon's office to give information. Now, as people read all this over the last 6 months in the newspaper and hear it on the radio, what do you make of all that in Marion?
I think it's just a calamity of errors, and somebody needs to be held accountable, and the person that's elected to run that office is the person that needs to be held accountable. We have a problem with holding people accountable in our country today, and I think we need to put a stop to that, and I hope and I believe that's what City Council is attempting to do, and I applaud them for it.
That being said, with about 2 minutes left here, do you think Auditor Landon should leave this position at this point? I know you said you wanted to wait for the end of the investigation on the $1.28 million, but knowing this now has happened since all that, what do you think?
Well, look, I believe in the electoral process. I believe he was elected by the people. I believe that when he is up for re-election, if he chooses to run or run for another office, the voters should have the final say-so, unless there are criminal activities to be found out as a result of these investigations and them being sent down to the state auditor's office. If there are criminal charges, then yes, I do think he should resign.
Do you think these meet that bar?
Well, I'm not sure, Scott. You know as well as I do, I'm not an attorney, but I've been around the municipal government for long enough to know that there is a question on whether there's any laws that have been broken. But I'm going to let the other public officials that have more authority in that realm than I do to make that determination.
Final quick question, and again, I appreciate you coming on short notice. Currently, as the mayor of this city, and again, not the auditor's boss, do you feel safe knowing what's going on with the city's money at this point?
Well, I think it brings it into question. Right now, safety is a concern, and the reins need to be tightened up. And the security committee that will be meeting next week will make recommendations. But ultimately, the auditor has to make sure that the employees that he hires are qualified to do the job and do the job properly.
Mayor Scott Schertzer, thank you, Mayor.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Well, there you go. And that's coming out of City Hall this morning. And that we thank the Marion Star for all the background information they provided with a great story that I believe will either be in the Star today or tomorrow. Mitch Hooper, we thank him for that story. And that's the way it is on this Thursday morning. Glenn Coble coming up next. Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
Just get a conversation going and have a great time on the show.
Pastor Steve Whitaker is the pastor at Community Christian Fellowship in Prospect, Ohio. Address 209 East Water Street.
The Marion Towers Apartments are a supporter of WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Address 400 Delaware Avenue. Phone number 740-387-9050.
Programs on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM are brought to you by Williams Grass Cutters. Telephone number 740-272-0.